I like to drink Lone Star.
I like to smoke pot. It makes us happy. We do it a lot. Some folks say we're wasting our lives this way. That's how we roll. We're Dale and Ray.
Oh, we'll get to Dale and Ray in just a moment. But before we do that, let me introduce Sean Stone to you. He is the digital editor of The Alt, thealt.com. And he is here to tell us what is happening on area stages and screens, and also to tell us what he has seen recently, which, quite frankly, is quite a bit.
I was busy this week.
All right.
So I saw Brian Ferry last Thursday night, Schenectady.
Excellent.
It was a fantastic show. Had a great 10-piece band, played music from, you know, like the earliest Roxy Music days right up to, you know, his all through his solo career. And it was pretty cool.
Brian Ferry at Proctor's.
Yes.
Good stuff. And
then I saw Ghost in the Shell.
Yes.
It's interesting. I don't know. I know how they thought they could get away. It was based on a Japanese anime, and it was a big budget.
Scarlett Johansson.
It was Scarlett Johansson, androids. I understand how they thought they were going to get away with casting a white person in a lead that should have been cast by a Japanese person, because they cast all the villains as white people. So I think they thought they would skate on that.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't work. Because you just sit there thinking, why is everyone running this Japanese corporation white? That doesn't make any sense. But the special effects are very good, and she's very good. And it's like a flawed hour and 40 minutes of, you know, better than most movies like that.
I'll take a flawed hour and 40, sure.
Yeah, there you go.
And finally, as far as in the scene column.
I saw The Sound of Music, which is currently on stage at Proctor's, and I enjoyed it.
That's great.
It's all the songs you love and a couple that you don't know that aren't in the movie. It's not quite like the movie. It's actually a little better in the sense that even with a 20-minute intermission, it's still about 15 minutes shorter than the movie. So you can't go wrong with that.
Not at all. Still playing at Proctor's The Sound of Music. Okay, coming up.
Tonight through Saturday at Time and Space Limited in Hudson, there's a Polish movie called The Lure. It's about, it's a coming-of-age story about carnivorous mermaids who join a rock band.
Oh.
I saw the stills and I just couldn't resist. It looks like the kind of movie I would like to see. It's set in the 80s, too, so, you know,
perfect.
You got that going for
perfect.
You. And then tonight, Thursday through Sunday at the Madison Theater in Albany, it's a very strange black comedy from the 1960s called Lord Love a Duck. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Roddy McDowall is the oldest teenager in the world in the movie, and he plays a sociopath who dedicates himself to helping his classmate Tuesday Weld become a social success. Harvey Korman is in it, and Ruth Gordon, and it's really a weird movie. I would recommend it.
Harvey Korman, Ruth Gordon?
Yeah.
I'm there.
He's the high school principal.
Of course he is. Of course he is.
And then Friday night at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, it's a CD release party for Sarah Kilborn's The Lavender Blues. It's a show using LGBTQ pre-war songs. I know you interviewed her.
Yes.
At some point.
Yes.
And the show's gotten a lot of good feedback.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
A neat project.
Yeah. So that's Friday at Helsinki Hudson. Saturday at the Palace Theater in Albany, Albany Symphony Orchestra will be performing Beethoven's Ninth. And new works by Joan Tower and George Santakis. It's a celebration. David Alan Miller's been here for 25 years. Can you believe that?
Quarter century.
I can't believe that much time has gone by. But here we are.
He doesn't look a day over 40.
That's the thing. He doesn't.
Just annoying.
And he's very youthful. And he's youthful in his manner. You know, I got old. But.
Yeah. right there with you.
You know? But that's Saturday night at the Palace Theater in Albany. Also Saturday at the Sanctuary for Independent Media in Troy, it's Meklit or Meklit. I'm sorry, I don't know for sure. But she's an Ethiopian singer. It's a different kind of music. Should be fun. And then Sunday afternoon at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, it's a show that runs, I believe, on this station.
Yes, it does.
Selected shorts.
That's right.
And so it's going to be people reading stories. Three actors, Sonia Manzano, who was Maria on Sesame Street, Michael Urie, who was on Ugly Betty and a bunch of other shows, and Jim Trufrost, who was on every season of The Wire. And that's 3 p.m. Sunday at the Troy Music Hall. Sunday at 4 p.m. at the 8th Step at Proctor's, it's Sonny Ock's 80th birthday concert. So it's a big celebration with apparently they are going to roast her, too. There's going to be some kind of a roast. I don't know.
Okay.
A bunch of folk acts. Emma's Revolution, John Flynn, Greg Greenway, Kim and Reggie Harris, Joe Jenks, Sharon Katz, Magpie, and there's actually more. It's a longer list. And then as the music coming in, Sunday night at the Egg in Albany, it's Dale Watson and Ray Benson. Dale Watson's a legendary sort of alt-country guy, and Ray Benson is one of the co-founders of Asleep at the Wheel, who are the premier Western swing country band.
Great stuff.
I saw them at the Palace with Willie Nelson some years ago.
That was very good.
It was a fantastic show.
Really good. So this should
be a lot of fun. And then Monday night at the Palace Theater in Albany, Chris Rock. What do we do to deserve this?
I don't know. It's been 9 years since Chris Rock. I think 10 years since he's been out on the road doing a full tour, and he hasn't been here in 9 or 10 years.
No.
And so this is it's a big deal, and
he's
doing it at the Palace, which is a great venue for him. I believe it's close to sold out, if not sold out.
I'm sure it is, but I felt like I had to mention it to show that, you know, we get these kind of shows.
We do get these kind of shows. I will, just if I just may take 30 seconds of time, which is to say, don't bring your cell phone. They're locking up cell phones. So what they do is they have this new Yonder bag, which is they put it into this this thing. He doesn't want anybody taking pictures. He doesn't want anybody taking video, audio, nothing. So leave it in your car. But if you don't, then you're going to have to put it in this little satchel, which you will not have access to unless there is some sort of an emergency in which you have to then leave the auditorium to do so.
Good.
Yeah, well, this is the crackdown that comedians and many musicians are working on. But from what I have heard in the early dates of the tour, it slows down the process. But
if people just leave
them in their car, then that would be an issue.
It's interesting you mentioned that, because at the Brian Ferry show, they didn't want photography. So the ushers were very aggressive. You know, people, you know, lift up the thing to take a little bit. Stop that.
Yeah.
Knock it off. So I like this. This is my kind of backlash.
Bags.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bunch of new movies. Personal Shopper, which is Olivier Assayas movie with Kristen Stewart, sort of a supernatural thriller. Going in Style, which is a remake of the old comedy about old guys robbing a bank. France, which is a French film, which is a remake of the 1932 film Broken Lullaby. And the movie we've all been waiting for, Smurfs, The Lost Village.
Is Neil Patrick Harris in the Smurfs?
He is not.
Oh,
they have moved on without him.
Oh, how could they?
I don't know.
How could they? Well, you can find out more information about The Alt by going to their website, thealt.com. Comes out on Wednesdays.
It comes out on Wednesdays.
You got a brewery issue. I'm very excited. Had it on my desk today.
It's full of stories about beer.
I love it. Thealt.com. Sean, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
See you next week. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.